Namaste, welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. As we begin today, let us remember this about attention. Our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food. And we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving. Instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly, we feed the hunger blindly. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped off ordinary life and we become freer in our action and choices. This week, I bring to your attention a story titled The Oath from the book titled Tales of Dervishes, which is a compilation of tales recorded during the past 1,000 years or so. Here, the stories contain several levels of meaning and work like psychological mirrors in which the reader may see himself or herself and reality reflected and come to better understand both. The Persian word darvish is generally considered to be derived from the word darwehtan, to wait at a door. The reference is to waiting before the door of enlightenment. To the tale, the oath. A person who was troubled in mind, once swore that if her problems was solved, he or she would sell the house and give all the money gained from it to the poor. The time came when this person realized that he or she must redeem the oath. But this person did not want to give away so much money. So person thought of a way out. This person put the house on sale at 1 silver piece. Included with the house, however, was a cat. The price asked for this animal was 10,000 pieces of silver. Another person bought the house and cat. The person gave the single piece of silver to the poor, the one who sold it, and pocketed the 10,000 for himself or herself. Many people's minds work like this. They resolve to follow a teaching, but they interpret their relationship with it to their own advantage until they overcome this tendency by special training. They cannot learn at all. I'm sure you will enjoy reading this book, which has a compilation of many tales, and as I mentioned earlier before we narrated the tale today, you can buy your copy, if you don't have one already, from the link given below here, and that is if you can see the link while listening to the podcast, else you can go onto the blog page and click on the link and purchase your copy. Enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear one. Now, before concluding today's episode, please pay attention to these words of a storyteller. My stories require, at this stage, no extra commentary, imaginings, or guesswork by you, me, or anyone else. The very worst would be that of moralizing. To explain away is to forget. Thus, let the stories which you can remember do their own work by their very diversity. Familiarize yourself with them. Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out to read the blog or listen to the podcast episode each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next week, I wish and hope and pray that you stay safe and healthy and have a good day and a good week ahead. Thank you. Namaste.